We would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land where this radio show is being created and pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging. Hi, I'm your host Sam Porter and this is Mojo Radio bringing you the most important news of the week. Starting with Australian news, patients with chronic conditions will receive 2 months of medicine for the price of one from September 1st. The Senate has passed this change put forward by the Labor government after attempts by the opposition to disallow it. The Greens have shown their support for the change, which is estimated to save 6 million Australians up to $180 a year for each medicine. Recent findings from the Victorian Information Commissioner reveal that Vic Forrests hired private investigators to spy on 3 environmental activists. The report shows investigators were hired to collect personal information on activists and a university professor to discredit them. The investigation was sparked after an investigator blew the whistle, claiming he was hired by Vic Forrests to collect dirt on the activists. In an official statement, Vic Forrests rejected the findings by the OVIC and claimed that no board member of Vic Forrests had any knowledge of such conduct. The Victorian Police are investigating the death of 3 people by suspected mushroom poisoning in Currumburra. Heather Wilkinson, Gail Patterson and Don Patterson passed away after having lunch at a relative's house. Their death seemed to be from a case of mushroom poisoning, but investigators are waiting for official toxicology reports.
Because the homicide squad is investigating this matter, it doesn't automatically mean that the deaths are suspicious. I can say that at this point in time, the deaths are unexplained, and for that purpose, we are involved, and we are working as hard as we can to try and identify why these deaths have happened and the circumstances surrounding same.
Experts call for an update on student safety on campus after surveys found fears of increased sexual assaults are growing. The 2021 National Student Safety Survey showed that 275 students are sexually assaulted on campus every week. But experts and students believe these numbers might be higher now as the last survey was conducted during the COVID-19 pandemic. The Australian Human Rights Commission has recommended a new survey to be conducted, but it is unclear when the next survey will be held. The mysterious beam of light seen in Melbourne's sky is identified to be the remains of a Russian rocket. Melburnians witnessed a large flashing light across the sky on Monday night. After speculations about it being a meteor or a potential UFO, Australia's Space Agency says it was the remains of a launched Russian satellite rocket. In international news, Elon Musk has accused the ABC of embracing censorship after the Australian public broadcaster reduced its presence on X, the social media platform formerly known as Twitter. In a tweet, Musk said that the ABC prefers censorship-friendly social media. The ABC's managing director, David Anderson, said their decision to reduce their presence on X was due to toxic interactions on the platform. Wildfires in Hawaii have killed at least 53 people and displaced thousands as of this report. Whipped by strong winds from Hurricane Dora, wildfires took the island of Maui by surprise as flames roared through the streets, leaving behind burned cars and destructed buildings. Many took to the ocean for safety as multiple neighbourhoods were burned to the ground. In arts and culture, the Barbie movie has passed $1 billion in ticket sales at the global box office this week. Just 3 weeks after its international release, the Barbie movie is on track to become the biggest movie of the year. The film is produced by Australian star Margot Robbie, and it is already being recalled as a culture-defining movie of its time. And in sports, in the FIFA Women's World Cup, the Matildas made it to the quarterfinals after a confident 2-0 victory against Denmark. The Australian side will face France to secure their spot in the top 4 of the tournament. The match will take place in Brisbane on Saturday. And that is all for today. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, please log on to our website, mojonews.com.au.